This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Parliament has passed the Public Examinations Prevention of Unfair Means Amendment Bill 2026 with the Rajya Sabha approving it yesterday. The bill was passed with the Lok Sabha on Wednesday. The legislation incorporates several significant provisions, including stringent penalties, such as imprisonment for up to 10 years, fines of up to 10 crore rupees, and the seizure of the properties of convicted offenders. To ensure the expeditious disposal of cases, the legislation mandates that every state government and union territory administration establish special fast-track courts for the day-to-day trial. It further provides that the investigations into offences must be completed within 2 months from the date the information is recorded at the police station. The trials must be concluded within 3 months from the filing of the charge sheet. Replying to the discussion on the bill, Minister of State for Personnel and PMO, Dr. Jitendra Singh said this issue touches every citizen of India and has stake with every citizen of this country. Mr. Singh also listed the government's effort to prevent paper leaks and to reform the education system in the country. He said, youth are a huge investment for a Viksit Bharat. Earlier moving the bill in the House, Dr. Jitendra Singh said that this bill is a reaffirmation of the government's highest commitment to safeguard the welfare of the students and youth of this country. Later, the House was adjourned for the day to meet again at 11 a.m. today. The Parliament has also passed the Prevention of Insults to National Honour Amendment Bill 2026 with the Lok Sabha approving it yesterday. The Rajya Sabha passed the legislation on Wednesday. The law will further amend the Prevention of Insults to National Honour Act 1971. The legislation seeks to give Vande Mataram the same statutory protection as the national anthem Jana Gana Mana and make the insult to the national song a criminal offence. These offences are punishable with imprisonment of up to 3 years, a fine or both. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today chaired a meeting of the Cabinet Committee on Security, CCS, to review the situation in the context of ongoing West Asia conflict and measures taken by various ministries and departments. Addressing the meeting, Mr. Modi called for a unified and coordinated mechanism for regular monitoring of all developments to ensure expeditious implementation of measures safeguarding citizens' interests. He also directed to establish a mechanism to provide timely information, emergency assistance, and counselling to seafarers and their families. He also emphasised the usage of renewable energy sources in order to ensure energy independence. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said government is continuously taking one step after another to build a trustworthy examination system. In a video message on social media, Mr. Modi said, for the past several decades, every state government and the central government have faced the problem of paper leaks, and this has put the future of students at risk. He said, keeping all this in mind, reforms in the education and examination system have become essential across the country, both in the states and the centre. The Prime Minister said Parliament has passed the bill containing stringent legal provisions. He highlighted that a transparent technology-driven examination system, stronger anti-paper leak laws and tough action against exam mafias is important to protect students' hard work and strengthen the foundation of a Viksit Bharat. Delhi government has said that Delhi police will not take any legal adverse action against individuals who participated in the NEET EOG protest demonstrations in the national capital, but those with criminal background will have to face action. The Home Department said that with regard to the arrest or detentions, if already made in these cases, the process for reviewing the arrests and releasing the arrested persons will be undertaken expeditiously. Lok Sabha Speaker and Kota MP Om Birla, along with Union Minister of Civil Aviation Ram Mohan Naidu, reviewed the progress of the Greenfield Kota Airport project. In a social media post, Mr. Naidu said that with a 3.2-kilometre runway capable of handling big aircraft, Kota Airport will be a gateway to enhance connectivity and investment for the wider Hadoti belt of Rajasthan. Neeraj Chopra has qualified for men's javelin finals in Commonwealth Games at Glasgow. Javelin throwers Rohit Yadav and Yashveer Singh have also entered finals. Earlier, India's recorded history in para-athletics, securing a historic 1-2 finish in the men's 100-metre T47 final as Dilip Nahadugavit won the gold and Mohammed Basil Morsinganath claimed silver last night. India holds the 8th spot in the Commonwealth Games medal with 15 medals including 3 gold, 9 silver and 3 bronze. And that is the end of this news bulletin.